You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You know as much as we know. Look, the last couple of years, Aaron Rodgers' first game with the Jets and then his second first game with the Jets, those were both in primetime windows. I think if we knew anything for certain, you might have seen a Steelers game in primetime in week one. We don't know anything more than you do. At worst, Steelers-Jets is Justin Fields against his old team. At best, it's Justin Fields and Aaron Rodgers playing against their former home. So the Steelers' schedule obviously only gets more interesting if a future Hall of Fame quarterback decides to play, but they're still the Steelers. That coach has never had a losing season. They are always in the playoff chase down the stretch. Steelers, Packers still sounds like a football game. I don't think we overindulged on the Steelers. I think their record warrants some national television exposure and their national fan base. And look, those games only get more interesting if Aaron decides to play again. What do any of us know?
That is Mike North. He is the vice president of NFL broadcast planning, saying they have no information on Aaron Rodgers.
Sound like Ben Cherington.
What, was it a lot of BS there you're thinking from
it
Mike
It just sounded
North?
Like his voice. I was like, who does this sound like?
We talked about this a little bit yesterday, because I said, oh, this means Rodgers is coming. And you're like, well, Justin Fields and the Jets against the Steelers is something that people are going to want to consume, even if Aaron Rodgers isn't there. And that's what Mike North said.
Mm-hmm.
And if Rodgers was definitely coming here, they'd probably want to put that Jets-Steelers game in primetime week one. This sucks, man. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on Rodgers today, and I vow to you, the wonderful listener of the Fan Morning Show, that we're not going to. But I'm tired of this. I'm looking for clues everywhere. We're looking for golf clues. Is he going to go to Neville Wood? Is he hanging out at the Export Deli with his entourage? I'm just tired of the whole Rodgers thing now at this point. And I thought we got morsels, clues, but it looks like more than anything else, they're just red herrings with this schedule release. Packers, Steelers, Sunday Night Football. That could be Sunday Night Football just because of the brands, even without Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that this guy existed, this vice president of NFL broadcast planning, Mike North. It makes sense that he does, but if he knows something, he certainly lied about it whenever he talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think the NFL is going to really surround their schedule making around an Aaron Rodgers. Now you probably
unless he signed already,
yeah, like a on the street Aaron Rodgers, I should say,
right.
A potential Aaron Rodgers Steelers marriage. But you do around certain players, clearly, like Patrick Mahomes and the big time players. You do schedule certain games and certain teams to play, and I don't think this is a situation where they're like, all right, well, what if Aaron Rodgers is a Pittsburgh Steeler? So we might have to put him out. No way.
The Vikings are an intriguing matchup because they were just a good team last year. I think they're a decent brand, and it's the Ireland game, and it's at 9:30. Everybody's going to watch. The Jets game's at 1 o'clock, but people are going to watch that because A, Steelers, B, Justin Fields' revenge game. And the Packers game is two of the best franchises all time in the NFL going up against each other with two national fan bases. So, yeah, I read into it yesterday, but you can absolutely, like Mike North did, make the argument that, well, the Steelers would be in these slots anyhow.
Man, you know...
God darn it!
It just... just popped in my mind, like, what if Rodgers does sign in June and goes through training camp and then retires?
Wouldn't rule it out.
Right? I mean, somebody just did that. What, Golden.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, players have done that before. What if he does? And
that
he's
was
like,
a weird one, man.
That was very weird.
I'm a Pittsburgh Steeler. Yeah. See ya.
What if, like, what if he's like, yeah, like, I think that I want to play and I sign, and then it's like, no, I actually don't want to. And then he just retires before the season.
I could see that happening. Absolutely. And it's why a lot of Steelers fans say Rodgers isn't worth the trouble. Here's a text. You're tired of Rodgers because all of you got played. I'm so happy he's not here. Define all of you, because I will acknowledge, I'll put my hand up. Yeah, maybe I am getting played right now, but if I'm getting played, it's only because Art Rooney II and Mike Tomlin got played. Art Rooney II said he felt good about Rodgers coming here.
Mm-hmm.
He's a lawyer. He never says anything controversial, ever. He never puts himself in a bad spot. The only two times I can remember, honestly, are this with Rodgers, and then when he got goaded into talking about his brother's book and that whole, the Steelers have outperformed the meme. The meme. Have they outperformed the meme? They've outperformed the mean. Like, those are the only two times. Now, they both happened this offseason, but Art Rooney II very rarely steps in it. So you can criticize us in the local media. You can criticize those in the national media for getting, quote-unquote, played by Rodgers, but the Steelers, they're the ones, if Rodgers doesn't show up, that really got played. And we're just following in lockstep with the franchise. 412-928-9370. I'll be clear on it, though. I am fine with this. As long as Rodgers winds up a Pittsburgh Steeler, I am fine with it. Because I do not want to watch 17 games of Mason Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
And the entertainment value that Rodgers brings far exceeds the potential entertainment value of one Mason Rudolph. And I'm factoring in the potential train wreck in that, too. Like, me saying I'm going to get entertained by Aaron Rodgers doesn't even mean that I necessarily think Aaron Rodgers could be a superstar or play great football. It could go the other way, and that's entertaining to me, too.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.